నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పశ్చాత్త దేశ తారిణే వంశాకల్పతరువశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పదే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాచార్య శ్రీ గౌరభక్తవింద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. హరే కృష్ణ. థ్యాంక్ యూ టు గివ్ మీ ఛాన్స్ టు స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ సీనియర్ వైష్ణవ. ఐ నో హౌ ఆర్ లైక్ మై శిక్ష గురుస్ సిట్టింగ్ హియర్. సో దే అనౌన్స్ ద ఐ విల్ స్పీక్ బట్ ఎనీ హౌ విత్ యువర్ ఆర్డర్ జస్ట్ ఐఎమ్ ప్రభుపాద్స్. And Prabhupada is so merciful. Prabhupada has given us Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And because I live in Mayapur, other mutts, they read evening. Not Bhagavatam, but they read Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Prabhupada, the spotless Puranas, Bhagavatam, spotless Puranas. See, any gentle people, intelligent people, what whole day, what they will do, morning generally, they are writing or remembering or noting, morning. So whole day he can do nicely. So Prabhupada, he given us morning, Bhagavatam. So whole day we will remember what instruction, what Prabhupada instruct us. So whole day we can remember. So our whole day will spend. So this is Prabhupada, very special. Prabhupada was with his god brothers, but other mutts, they read Chaitanya evening, but Prabhupada given us morning Bhagavad. So wonderful. So anyhow, somebody can help me by reading in local action. Because I'm my accent, English accent in Bengali, Indian, so it is better for me. Somebody can.
Tapa Krishna Deva Midha. Asid Varshi Yasi Mahi. Tataiva Kamya Tapasas. Tanu samprapya tat phalam. Tapa krisha deva midha. Asid varshiyasi mahi. Tathaiva kamya tapasas. Tanu samprapya tat phalam. Tapa krisha deva midha. Asid varshiyasi mahi. Tathaiva kamya tapasas. Tanu samprapya tat phalam.
Tapa krisha deva midha. tapasas. Tanu samprapya tat phalam.
Translation? Huh? Okay. Oh, ladies.
Word for word?
Yeah. Translation is better.
The earth had been emaciated by the summer heat, but she became fully nourished again when moistened by the god of rain. Thus the earth was like a person whose body had been emaciated by austerities undergone for a material purpose, but who again becomes fully nourished when he achieves the fruit of those austerities. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse as follows. Before the rainfall, the whole surface of the globe becomes almost depleted of all kinds of energies and appears very lean. After the rainfall, the whole surface of the earth becomes green with vegetation and appears very healthy and strong. Here, a comparison is made to the person undergoing austerities for fulfillment of a material desire. The flourishing condition of the earth after the rainy season is compared to... Sometimes when a country is subjugated by an undesirable government, persons and parties undergo severe penances and austerities to get control of the government. And when they attain control, they flourish by giving themselves generous salaries. This also is like the flourishing of the earth in the rainy season. Actually, one should undergo severe austerities and penances only to achieve spiritual happiness. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is recommended that tapasya, or austerity, should be accepted only for realizing the Supreme Lord. By accepting austerity and devotional service, one regains his spiritual life. And as soon as one regains his spiritual life, he enjoys unlimited spiritual bliss. But if someone undertakes austerity and penances for some material gain, then as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the results are temporary and are desired only by persons of less intelligence.
So, very good explanation by Srila Prabhupada. Here, after killing, in Vrindavan Leela, after killing all the asuras, then after killing the especially Kaliya, then it was big forest fire. After swallowing that fire also, then he was resting, Krishna was resting on the lap of all his coward friends. And everybody was so happy. But his parents was not so happy because it is night. So any demon can do any time anything. But Krishna, especially Balaram, he told, don't worry. Because after killing the Kaliya, they are very tired. Very tired. Practically whole day it was Krishna was playing with Kaliya in the water. Playing means to kill. Materially, everybody, even Devadas also was very afraid. Why is he not killing? Why is he not killing? Why is he spending so much time? And even all the Vrajavasi, they were on the bank of Kaliya, that lake. Everybody was very afraid, but only Balarama was smiling. Only Balarama he knew that. So, sometime in Kaliya, Krishna becomes so narrow, and that serpent, he was pressing himself. Actually, he wanted to press him to kill him by pressing. But Krishna, according to his own desire, he's become so narrow, and that snake, that serpent, Kaliya, he was pressing himself and he was getting pain himself. But Krishna, sometimes he's become very fatty. So serpent also very huge, that he was expanding, but not like Krishna. And Krishna was playing, and almost he was trying to beat, but bite him, but he could not. And again and again, and Krishna's lotus feet was so small and red. It is Jiva Goswami Pada explained that actually he was giving mercy by seeing. But almost, he was not reaching up to feet. Almost he was so close. He said, okay, now this time. But he totally failed to bite him. So Krishna was playing, sometimes very fatty, sometimes very narrow, sometimes like very light, sometimes very heavy. So like that. So Krishna was tired. Krishna was, like externally, he was tired. He said, no. Then he told his parents, this demon can do anything, anytime. And this is night time, almost it is evening. Don't go, take rest here. So anyhow, he was taking rest. And that time, because he is the Supreme Lord, that all the season they got chance to serve him. They got chance to serve him. So here, they talk about rainy season, summer. This sloka talk about summer. We are having experience, everybody is having experience, that after summer, in the summer season is really, especially India, Prabhu knows, India is very, when I came from Mayapur, that day was like 42 degrees centigrade. 42 degrees. It's quite hot. But here it is, here when I came here, this is Maharaj, this is summer season. Not many devotees, not many people, they gone their hometown. This is when is summer season. This is not summer season. But anyhow, this government declared this is summer season. So here we are having experience, very good summer, especially Delhi, Bombay, really is very hot, like 48 degrees, sometimes 50 degrees, very hot. And that time that all this green leaves and these, that everything become dry. So when, after rainy season, after summer, the rain, Girsha, Varsha. Varsha means rain, rainy season. So when they get Varsha, it is actually Krishna's plan. This is everything. It is here mentioned that tapaha. Tapaha means austerity, too much austerity for all the living entities in the hot season. Tapaha. And then, Samprapaya, that God of rain, it is actually all God of rain, and all the devatas are working under his direction. 2 months back, I think it is April, not 2 months, I was traveling in India. One province is called just extreme border of the Bangladesh, Tripura. You heard Tripura? Tripura. So Tripura is like hilly stress, hill, lot of hills. And not much, because due to hill, not much factories or not of like other part of India. So, but there are a lot of vacant land, lot of land. So government try to, and mostly tribal people, not much education, advance. The tribal people, the government, they try to help them. So they given, okay, 5 acre, 10 acre, he divided all the tribal people to self-sufficient, rubber. They planted rubber tree, whole, that province is full of rubber. But now, problem that scientists, they research that rubber tree, where is a lot of rubber, there will be no rain. Some other climate they change. Climate change. The government try to help them, try to solve material problem, but the other problem, without rain you cannot do anything. Without rain you cannot do anything. Therefore, even rain god also controlled by Supreme God, Supreme Lord. But sometimes, foolishly, without knowingly properly, we worship particular devatas or something. But without... So we are having experience. So I was thinking, just see, our own life, we can read a lot of philosophy. We can read whole Bhagavatam, we can talk like philosophy, like years and years. But Maharaj, I am Grihastha, I am in this country, I am my children, I am having children, I have to send them to school, college, you have to give them education. So what? We can read philosophy, but what I will do my own practical life? That is the biggest question. No? That is the biggest question. We are hearing so many here, Prabhupada disciples, so many devotees. We are hearing every day Bhagavad Katha. But main question is, how I can rectify, or how I can, in this situation, how I can become Krishna consciousness, or ultimately get out from this bondage. That is the biggest question. Therefore, Krishna Lila, this is whole Bhagavatam. Who is Bhagavan? His Puranas. That's why it is called Bhagavata Purana. The other all Puranas, their name, like Shiva Purana, Garuda Purana, Vishnu Purana. But here, Bhagavata Purana. Vyasadeva is so nicely, who is Bhagavan? Bhagavan means Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord. Bhagavan is like Paramatma, Bhagavan and Krishna. It is Paramatmeti, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti. That shloka is Prabhupada is explaining that when we are talking Krishna, that Jasodanandan, that Radhika Raman. Otherwise Bhagavan, even Bhagavatam it is mentioned Narad Muni also Bhagavan. But he is not controlling other devatas. Brahma also called Bhagavan. Shiva also called Bhagavan. But when we talk about Bhagavan, Bhagavan means we talk about Krishna. That Krishna. And we are having everybody's experience. Some are joined when 20 years old, 25, I joined 30 years old when I was 30 years old. So, we tried to do something, but everything was failure, failure, and failure. We were not happy. Maybe money-wise, somebody was rich, but was not that actual narration. Narration. The heart of this Mayadevis, Mayadevi, this material world, everybody was not happy at all. At all. But when is this like barsha or like rain in our life, is in our day-to-day life or in our devotional life, when we got some other, we got Prabhupada Maharshi or Hare Krishna, Mahaprabhu's Maharshi, see, the young age, teenager, young ager, woman, man, even Krishna, Krishna Lila, how many people they got Krishna's mercy? Krishna was physically, he was in Vrindavan. Even Shiva, he tried to enter that Rasa Lila. He said, no, you are not qualified. Well, watch me. He said, Vishnu's own wife, chaste wife. Lakshmi also didn't get chance. But in the same Lord, and the Brahma was, when Dwarkadhish, Lord Krishna, he decided to come in this age of Kali, then Brahma, in the bank of the Garbhadusai ocean, Brahma went there. He prayed to Lord, and Lord given special mercy. Then Brahma prayed to him, he said, my dear Lord, please don't go. This is age of Kali. Now, very soon is coming. Don't go there. Because people, they don't have faith. They don't have faith on you. Therefore, they don't have respect. And the age of Kali, everybody is fingering others without fingering them. They are not fingering themselves. They are fingering others. This is symptom of Kali Yuga. So, and name of devotional life, they'll do their own thing. So therefore, my dear Lord, he says, Brahma, I know better than you, because he is the Supreme Lord. He says, I know, don't stop. He is the age of Kali. Very gravity of disease is very strongly rooted. Very strongly rooted, gravity of disease in this particular age, very strongly rooted. So he is the most merciful, he is the Supreme Father. So who can deliver his children without him? So like small baby, small kid. So small kid is trying to sit, stand up. Oh, mama, mama, papa, papa. So father also has to bend a little bit, and the child also has to try to stand up. Then it will work. So this mercy, most merciful Lord, is I know, Brahma, why you are stopping me? Are you the responsibility to give, deliver, to bring them their original home, or I? Then Brahma, he could not speak. He said, then don't stop me. I came as Lord Ram, I came as Gopal, and like Jagannath, Dwarkadhish, all these lords, all are same Supreme Lord. He said, no, don't stop me. If I will not go, nobody can bring them. Nobody can bring them. There were lot of Krishna Bhakta, so many Krishna Bhakta, so many rishis, yogis, munis, so many things, all are Krishna Bhakta. They are worshipping Krishna. But Krishna told in the Bhagavatam, if somebody is claiming I am Krishna Bhakta, Krishna is telling he is not my Bhakta. Bhagavatam it is mentioned. But Krishna is telling, if somebody is claiming that I am the servant of God, Krishna is telling, he is really my bhakta, he is my bhakta, my devotee. So just see, same Krishna, same Yashoda Nandan become Sachinandan, same Yashoda Nandan. Only bodily complexion is little different, bodily color. Same Krishna. Whatever they use, Krishna given all the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Puranas, then Vedas, Itihasas, true Itihasas, history. Given all the instruction, all the instruction. So why same Lord, whatever the necessary to come in this particular this age, most degraded age. So he appeared here to nourish us. Like everybody is in fire in this material world, this is big fire, they cannot die, they cannot live. People are, living entities are suffering like anything, but another symptom of the age of Kali, people are suffering like anything, but they are not realizing. Okay, adjustment. Okay, adjust. Now this is a hot season. Okay, I'll put cooler or AC. Or cold season, I'll put room heater. Some adjustment. But how much you can adjust in our day-to-day life? How much you can? Final adjustment, you cannot do anything finally. Like, I don't know, America there is a half yearly or quarterly exam. In India there is quarterly exam, half yearly exam, then final exam. Quarterly exam is you can, sir, next time half yearly program I'll prepare nicely, please be. You can adjust. Half yearly, okay, but final exam, finally you cannot adjust. Adjust, okay, time is over, get out. There will no even half second, quarter second will get out, your time is over. Like final exam, they are giving sign, time is over. Boom. Then they will snatch your paper. So like that, same Mahaprabhu, the same Krishna came. What was the necessity to come here, Krishna? Because although Swayam Krishna is there, Jagannath Puri, Balaji, Dwarka, this is everything is there. Puja or worship means to make happy to worshipable person. That is called worship. I know India, maximum people, they go some temple, like big queue, some temple. But they ask their own benefit or their own pleasure. They ask all the material thing. And that is the biggest bondage to for materially bind you. That is the cause of we are suffering here. But people are asking only that, material things. Material thing. So therefore, the same Lord, he appeared here to give proper guide. Proper. And another one thing, wonder thing, just see, he is a Yashoda Nandan, but he appear as a bhakta. You see, because he himself in the Bhagavatam is, Vedavyasa, it is mentioned, if somebody is claiming, I am Krishna bhakta, Krishna is telling, he is not my bhakta. If somebody is surrendering to devotees, he is really my bhakta. So Krishna himself, he appeared as a bhakta avatar with his brother and with his all associates. You see, wonderful, so wonderful. And sometime like Kesava Bharati, some other, that Mayavadi, they say, oh, you looks like Narayan. He used to close his eyes, he used to jump. Why are you telling I'm Narayan? I'm fallen living entity. Why you are telling? Even Mayapur also in Nimai Lila, when he was doing his Nimai Lila, 24 years, Grihastha Lila, sometimes like Like Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they understood he is the same person. He is the Gadadhar, Srivas. He is the same person. Sometimes Advaita Prabhu used to joke, Narayan, Narayan, Krishna, Krishna. With sabastra, with whole cloth, he used to jump in the Ganga. He said, why he told, I am God, I am Narayan? Why? One time, because he can be inside water, outside water, on anywhere he can be. One time he jumped in the Ganga to kill himself. Then immediately Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they jumped after that to save him. Then they could not find, like more than half an hour. Nobody can be inside the water half an hour. Then he was searching and searching again and again, he was searching. Finally Haridas Thakur, he got his sikha and he pulled. And Nityananda Prabhu grabbed his lotus feet inside the water. Then they both saved him. You see, no? And he was crying, why it all? Just see how. But in India, everybody in this material world, everybody want to become boss. Nobody want to become das. But he is the supreme boss. But he is acting supreme das. You see how it is? So wonderful, Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu, why he came here? And everybody here having experience. Everybody is having experience. After chanting Hare Krishna, or after following this Mahaprabhu's path, you see how lot of, so much change. I was asking one teenager girl in India, asking, hey, what is your, only college girl, what is your realization? You say, Maharaj, I'm telling truth. I got very, very late this Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Prabhupada, I got very late. Only age-wise, material-wise, only 18 years, young girl, teenager. He says, my realization is, I got very, very late this Hare Krishna and Prabhupada. You see? How much? And teenager girls, generally they are not suffering. Parents are taking care of them. But realization is, you see, we got late. This is the living entity's original nature. Original nature. They are suffering without Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu, he came. Mahaprabhu, he decided, he told Brahma, he said, I appear in the Lord as a Ram. I appear as a Krishna, but I never, although I appear in this Braja Dham, but I never give this Braja Braja Prem. I give him so much, but Braja Prem I never give. So I want to appear in this age of Kali, because if I put lot of restriction, lot of rule and regulation, then people cannot take. People cannot take. Therefore, Mahaprabhu told, no niyame, no kala kala. No niyam. Niyam means rule regulation. Okay, but take it. This is, and he made this Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma is not like a lot of rituals and a lot of austerity, a lot of penance, and very nice in India. So many big, big speakers are there. So many. And so many austerity, so much charity, so much social service. But see, with the Prabhupada or ISKCON, the Mahaprabhu's follower, there are a lot of difference. Lot of difference. Day to day we saw. So therefore Mahaprabhu says, I want to distribute this Braja Bhav. But Braja Bhav in the Braja Indra, it was other Yuga. So Kali Yuga people cannot accept that Braja Bhav. So what to do? He said, no, I'll distribute freely. without any terms and condition, freely. Because same Krishna, he had Krishna Bhakta, or when Krishna's follower, Krishna himself, he told in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajyam Mam Ekam. Ekam, singular number. Ekam. Who knows Sanskrit, they know that Ekam, singular number, not Mam Ekam, means that Yashodananda. Mam Ekam. Same Krishna is a Balaji, same Krishna is a Dwarkadish, same Krishna is Jagannath. But he's talking Mam Ekam means that Radhika Raman or Yashodananda. Mam Ekam. Then Aham Tam Sarvadharman Palityajyam Mam Ekam Saranam Braja. But in this age of Kali, very difficult. Nobody can give up their own mental dharma. No. Suppose here, I am American, I am Indian, I am Bengali. Everybody is having their own, like, social, some religion. I am a Grihastha, I am a woman. Everybody is having their own mental, like that, some particular type of so-called dharma, temporary dharma. But that a Mam Ekam, who can surrender 100% other than like Prabhupada and some of our acharyas, they surrender 100%. But ours, I was telling, we can speak about so many things about acharyas and or philosophy, but problem is with me. Well, how I can save myself? So, that Mam Ekam Saranam Braja, Aham Tam Sarva Pape Bhyo, then I will take your all papas. Otherwise not. Otherwise not. If you are surrendering your so many things, or your mental, so many things, then I will not take your. So this is ISKCON property. Nobody is paying rent or electric bill, water bill. ISKCON is paying. So when you are telling, oh, I am, then you have to take care. So therefore, Mahaprabhu, he appeared. Yes, same Krishna, Sarva Dharman Paritajam Mam Ekam Saranam Braja, then I will give you a moksha or a mukti. Otherwise not. He put condition. But Mahaprabhu, same Krishna, when Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu, they appeared, here, no condition. No condition. What qualification we had, or now present, what qualification I am having to pray to Lord or chant Hare Krishna? According to Veda, we don't have any qualification to touch even Veda, to talk about Bhagavatam. Only Brahmana, Brahmana means not like caste Brahmana, that standard of devotee. Pure Brahmanas. A pure Brahmana is always Vaishnavas, a pure devotee. So, we don't have any qualification. So, in this circumstance, what I can do? So, therefore, Mahaprabhu, he appeared, most merciful Lord, with his brother Nithai. Nithai. One time, Thakur Bhaktivinod, he was totally fried with all this type of name of bhakti or name of Gauranga Bhakta in Bengal, that 13 upper sampradaya. He was totally fried. He knew that perfectly about Mahaprabhu's mission, Mahaprabhu's mood. But name of Mahaprabhu, follower of Mahaprabhu, they all this type of nonsense was there. They used to do so many nonsense. Then he wrote that Sajjan Tosani. Satjan means gentle people, gentlemen. Satjan, sadhu people. Satjan and Tosani. Tosani means make happy. Tosan, make happy. The gentle people, how can they become happy? So actually, inside that book, he criticized full of that 13 upper sampradaya, he smashed them. he tried to preach them or smash them, give proper idea, but because everybody is having their own mental or they are having their own group, they could not change. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they could not, he was trying and praying, he said he could not change them. Then finally he left Puri, that now it is Bhakti Kutir. Prabhu, he saw Bhakti Kutir, that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur house, just bank of the ocean, an ocean. And so he was lamenting, how to help them, how to save the society. This type of name of dharma, all the apadharma is going on, all these things going on, how to save them. And you know, it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, he wrote, he said, I was rolling on the hot sun, that bank, ocean, that beach, I was rolling on the, he himself, he wrote his own biography. He said, I used to roll on the hot sun. He said, my dear Lord, my dear Gauranga, how I can help them? Please give direction. Then very soon, one night, Mahaprabhu came in his through dream. The Thakur Bhaktivinoda, why you are lamenting? You cannot change their previous karma. You cannot change them. So therefore, if you are seriously and sincerely, if you want to help them, start Sankirtanam. It means Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, maximum places it is mentioned Sankirtanam, not Kirtanam. Sankirtanam. Sankirtanam. He says, start Sankirtanam. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had, because he was a district head, he was district in charge and very big post in British period. So he had one servant called Krishna Das Baba. When he go to that Bhaktivinoda Thakur house, he can see his samadhi is there. Krishna Das next to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was the mridanga player. And Bhaktivinoda, only two, three, he used to go for this congregational preaching or Sankirtanam. And then after that, really he helped all the society and he was very acceptable. The people, they understood, because holy name he started to give without giving much philosophy, without giving much classes. See, he used to start the Sankirtanam. Then he got very success. This is Mahaprabhu's order. The same merciful Lord, same merciful when Mahaprabhu appeared, and Mahaprabhu, what is Krishna's pranam? What is Krishna's pranam? Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, we are praying. Karuna Sindhu, he is the mercy of ocean. He is having all this quality in full. Nothing is lacking for him. He is the supreme. But when same person, what is Mahaprabhu's pranam? What is Mahaprabhu's pranam? Namo Mahavadanya. Jasi Krishna is most merciful, but Rupa Goswami, he never says that Namo Mahavadanya. Krishna is most merciful, but he, in his pranam, Namo Mahavadanya is not mentioned. Only Mahavadana is mentioned only Mahaprabhu's pranam. But same person. Only different yoga, different leela. Same person. But just see, tricky, that Namo Mahavadana, what is Mahavadana means? Most merciful, or in English we can say something, most magnanimous or something. But where? Krishna was lacking, or Krishna don't have all these things? Same Krishna. Krishna had everything in full, but in his pranam mantra, Namo Mahavadana, is not mentioned. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu. Dina means who? What? Dina means, if somebody don't have Krishna consciousness, they are the really poorest guy. They are the really poorest. This material richness is not much. Sometimes materially we are enjoying, but if somebody don't have Krishna consciousness, they are the really dina, are poorest. So like that, He Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu, and Krishna is friend, Krishna is a friend of that type of people, his devotee. He is serving his devotee, not like other thing. So Dinabandhu, Jagatpate, you are the master of all the universes. Jagatpate, Gopeshaka. Anyhow, so Mahaprabhu's pranam mantra, Namo Mahavadanya. What is Mahavadanya? Can you tell me, what is Mahavadanya? Mahavadanya is, we are qualified or not, man, woman, child, American, Russian, drunkard, hippies, brahmanas, sudras, freely. That is because Krishna had condition. But Mahaprabhu, that is Mahavadanya. According to Veda, women cannot touch Veda. Before 11 or 13 years, generally Brahmin thread they give when they become 11 years or 13 years, caste Brahmin. But see our ISKCON devotees. They don't know maybe 2 shlokas also. But they are so attached with Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, or so attached with Krishna. So, they are much better than jnanis, much better than so-called brahmana, much better than anybody. You see, they don't have much jnana by reading or by chanting Hare Krishna, ask any small kids, they don't have proper answer. But see their behavior. So this is Mahavadanya, this is Braja Bhav. Then Namo Mahavadanya, then what that Mahavadanya Lord, what He given, most merciful Lord, what He given us? Krishna Prema Pradayate. Just see, Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prema, we are hankering not only for money, not only for we are hankering not for money, not for sense gratification, not for car, not for big flat. We are hankering ultimately not for like a Shiva. So many Shiva Bhakta, Devi Bhakta, this Bhakta, Devata Bhakta, so many Bhakta of money, so many people are Bhakta of their wife, or wife is Bhakta of their husband. But where? Actually, we are hankering only for Krishna Prem, only. Only. What is proof? We are hankering only for Krishna Prem. What is proof? Because nowadays, modern age, science age or computer age, everything they will ask, proof. What is proof? We were hankering only for Krishna Prem. What is proof? Prabhu, how many years back you joined? 83 you joined. Okay, before that what he was? He used to do something, no? Yeah. He was going behind so many things. Yeah. It is obviously this is life, this is our life. You had maybe, now you are in this, living in the temple. We don't have that much money, very simple prasadam. We don't have all the material facility. Can you tell me honestly in front of Lord, are you happy? Before then, are you happy? Are you sure? Than before? How? Any Hare Krishna leaders, they told, hey, don't drink, don't take tea, don't do that. Anybody told you? There's some small instruction, but automatically, by your heart, when he got Krishna through holy name or through pure devotee, does he change? Become more happy. Maybe everybody don't have that much money. Everybody is not rich. Everybody don't have that car, not good flat like before. But they are more happy because you are hankering only for Krishna Prem through demigod or through Shiva or through Devi. But it is very unfortunate So when you got your original original position by chanting Hare Krishna, just see, very, very free, very open, very happy. Because that is the original, your position. Jivar Sarupai Krishner Nityada. Krishner Nityadas. Eternally, maybe you understood or not. You are Brahmana or Sudra or here on that country, that is not. You are eternal. Your eternal position. So this is therefore that Mahaprabhu, he came as a Krishna. Because Krishna, Krishna prema pradayate. With the Krishna prema, suppose you are rich man. Your richness or your money, I cannot distribute. I cannot distribute. Therefore, foolishly people, they worship other devatas or Shiva, Devi, this, that, so many things. But Shiva cannot distribute. Brahma cannot distribute because he is the not owner. Therefore, same Krishna prema pradayate. And who brought this Krishna prema? Krishnaya. Again, singular number. Krishnaya. If he want to distribute his own prema, so Krishna has to come. Nobody can distribute his own wealth. Therefore, Krishnaya, Krishnaya. And then, Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Why Krishna Chaitanya? Krishna is Chaitanya. Chaitanya is Krishna. Why Rupa Goswami mentioned two names? When Mahaprabhu, materially, when he appeared in this, in Navadvip, 527 or 37, something years back. Same Krishna, we don't know this Dwarka, this how many thousands of years back. We don't know this Jagannath temple, how many years back, how many years in years, nobody knows, no history, proper history, when he appeared. Some material, some history, somebody is speculating, oh, this is thousands a year, or somebody is telling 700 years. But actually, nobody knows. Balaji, nobody knows when they appear. Same Krishna. Same Krishna. Balaji also same Krishna, Dwarkadish, Jagannath, same person. But Mahaprabhu appeared. Before Mahaprabhu, there was no Krishna Bhakta or what? There were unlimited, so many Krishna Bhakta, so many Krishna Bhakta. But, like Mahaprabhu, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya, if somebody is not going through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, if somebody going through Gaurnitai, they got real taste of what is Krishna Prema. There are so many Krishna Bhakta. I 3 months back I was in Tirupati, and like whole descendant, like big pandit, one man I saw from that 700 sloka of Bhagavad Gita from beginning to end to beginning, without opening book. You see, so many big pandits, big scholars. But they could not give up, like Prabhupada, like ISKCON or Gaudiya Vaishnava, they cannot give up their, everybody is having their something, their own habits. But see, our devotees, Krishna Bhakta, Mahaprabhu's Bhakta, just force them, these small kids, hey, take little tea, like regular tea. Take tea, they will run away. How much cleanliness, from where they got? They don't know even Shastra, like two sloka also from Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, but they will run away. They will not touch all these things. From where this purification they got? From where they got this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They are trying to hold Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are trying to hold, please him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Namo Mahavadane Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya. Because same person has to come. And Krishna Chaitanya Namne, why is called Krishna Chaitanya? Chaitanya is Krishna. Krishna is Chaitanya. he showed, huh? Yeah, it is initiated name, but because who is giving Krishna Chaitana? Krishna Chaitana means consciousness. Krishna Chaitana. Who is giving Krishna Chaitana to all the living entity? He is Krishna Chaitana. The Krishna never distributed his own prem, only some particular gopis, gopas, they got. But when this Mahaprabhu, this form of same Supreme Lord, he appeared freely, without terms and conditions. Therefore, same Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya, and see now, he appeared only 500 years back, 530 or for something. But before that, same Krishna was there, Krishna is there, but without Mahaprabhu's, Nityananda Prabhuji, there just see a lot of difference. Krishna Chaitanya Bhakta and Krishna Bhakta, or Ram Bhakta, or Jagannath Bhakta, see there difference, day-to-day life. So this is, therefore, this is a Mahaprabhu, he appeared to deliver us, I cannot hear so many senior Vaishnavas, they are having more realization than me. So I cannot, myself, I am trying to push, I want your blessings, I am trying to push little bit, because material senses are very strong. Although I am sitting here, I am putting a sovereign cloth, I took sannyasi, but material world is not so easy. Just I have to push a little bit to get most merciful Lord. He wants to distribute, but problem is I don't want. So this is the main disease. So therefore Mahaprabhu appeared here to distribute his prem. Prabhupada, he brought. Prabhupada, he was crying in Atlanta in front of Lord. Parama Karuna Pumhu Dujana. So thanks to Prabhupada actually, which he saved us, but same time, if we want to save myself, then we have to follow. And because my childhood, I know that I used to come some other Madan Maharaj mat, some other mat. Then I joined in Prabhupada movement. I was watching nicely. Yeah, then Prabhupada movement, other than Prabhupada movement, present as. They are also doing so many things, almost, but I feel Prabhupada movement is there. What we are talking, we are following more strict, more. Because I saw Madan Maharaj, I saw Goswami Maharaj, not Goswami Maharaj, I saw some disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. They are so pure. But gradually, due to this age of Kali, but still, the Prabhupada's strict order, we are trying to follow his order and please him. That is our hope. Otherwise, there is no hope. So, okay, Jai Sri Nitai Gaur Sundar Ki Jai. Any comments? Anything? Prabhus, there are so many Prabhus, Matajis. Any comments or anything? Some instruction for me? Or any question? This is Prabhupada's order. Any question? Yeah. This is Prabhupada's order. In the Bhagavatam it is mentioned, three types of people are getting benefit by hearing Bhagavatam. Speakers, hearers, and who is asking question. And Prabhupada is so merciful, and it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam 10th canto. If somebody is asking question, same benefit they will get. So Prabhupada is given us this. Any question? Yes, Prabhu.
Maharaj, I just wanted to thank you for coming and visiting us here in Alachua and speaking, you know, so strongly about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Okay, Prabhu's is...
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. So, Lord Chaitanya is distributing this Sankirtan Jagya freely, with no condition. But at the same time, he's doing this to bring us to some standard.
Huh? Some?
He's doing this because we're so fallen. So he had to do that. He had to distribute it freely and with no conditions. But even though he has done this, we have to come to some standard. We have to follow rules and regulations. At the beginning, we may say there's no rules and regulations, but after following, we realize there are so many rules and regulations. Can you speak a little on that?
So many rules and regulations.
Yeah.
About rule and regulation. Prabhupada, basic rule and regulation he given four. Basic rule and regulation. And rule and regulation, I can speak something, but some according to time and place and circumstances, some devotees are serious to follow and rule and regulation, but same time some circumstances cannot. So that time Krishna will give merciful, especially Mahaprabhu's power. Therefore Mahaprabhu told, don't go call that rule regulation too much. But basic rule you must follow. This is our founder Acharya, he given this basic principle we must follow. Yes, because he knew that how to save us. He is the best person. He knew that. He is the founder. He founded this ISKCON society. And he given this basic principle, four regulative principles. Yeah?
One tape Prabhupada has, I play sometimes, is only sloka. Prabhupada is just chanting different slokas. And when it comes to this sloka about the rules regulation, he repeated twice. I don't know why, but I was like, he said, Smartabha Satadam Vishnu Bismartabha Najatuchit Sarve Vidhi Nisheda Suya Etayere Bokinkara. And every time he translated, he said, the rules regulation, all the rules regulation are the subservient to one rules.
Yes.
Always think of Krishna, never forget.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
This is the bottom line of all rules regulation. They are all servant, Prabhupada
translated. Yes, yes. They are all the servant, but at the same time, if you are too much, you are like, if you are like materialistic people, whole day, 24 hours, they are busy with their own thing, then they cannot be always like smartabhya, Vishnu smartabhya. There is some process. Therefore, that process is chanting Hare Krishna. Because other, you cannot remember Vishnu by doing your, when we are using our toilet or business or we are living with wife, children, you cannot. So that process is that always, that is there for this chanting. And when you are chanting, don't think, oh, I am a fallen. Don't think anybody, Prabhupada, Samacharya, they told, when you are thinking, oh, I am fallen, although there is rule and regulation, I am Prabhu, I am in Maya, don't think. Then Maya, again and again, will go down. Your mental, the strength, will go down and down and down. The strength, think, oh, I am trying to please him. I am chanting Hare Krishna. If our devotees are thinking I am fallen, then all the taxi wala, auto wala, or some drunkard, what they will think? What is their situation? So much, we are much better. So much higher. But same time, that is humbleness. If somebody should not be proud, oh, I am doing very nice. And if somebody is like, day by day, it is just try to follow. Maybe we know that Prabhupada told, if Hare Krishna Bhakta already in India, that RAC. RAC means your seat at least. Maybe you cannot sleep on the train, but your seat is reserved. Prabhupada told, RAC means what is full form? I don't know. India, it is called RSC. What is called full form? You know? some reservation. It is reserved. Your seat is reserved. Maybe this, maybe not the same life, not maybe next life or 10 life, after 10 life, some, but it is sure. You'll gradually appear and appear and appear. It is not, it is gradual process. You cannot chant suddenly or so nicely. Some devotees are chanting now so nicely, very intense, very nicely chanting. But all are not same standard because our previous karma is pushing us. If we are not surrendering previous karma, we have to suffer. But previous karma he can take any time. But we are not fully surrendering. He can take any time. Sarva dharma pratyam maam ekam. So I'll take all your papa. He can take any time. For him it is nothing. But we are not. So therefore maybe it is not so easy, Prabhu. Because so many jarmas we are doing same for this breaking all the four regulatory principles. It is not so. But at least sure we are much better than, much, much better than. So we are at least trying to chant, at least trying to take prasadam. When some circumstances there is no prasadam is available, at least you are chanting Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Something we are doing, no? Prabhupada is so merciful. Or if you cannot do that, do this, do this, do this. Just see how wonderful it is. Okay. So, don't, if you are thinking too much, oh, I am fallen, then mind will be become weak and weak. So therefore think, just try, chant nicely. By hankering you cannot please Krishna. By if you want to really please Krishna, well, chanting Hare Krishna. Just chant, try to chant. Okay, Haribol, our time. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय